the internet has become the go-to source for news for people all around the globe, and that has led to the printed page falling from popular favor. Newspapers in particular have been fading for years. Some major cities that used to have multiple daily papers now no longer have even one. But could that trend be bucked in smaller towns? The first copies of the Altamont Enterprise rolled off the presses in 1884. Melissa Hale Spencer comes from a newspaper family and spent the last 20 years as editor of the Enterprise, covering local issues across several Albany County towns. This summer, Hale Spencer, her husband Gary, and staffer Marcello Yaya bought the paper from longtime publisher James Gardner for $45,000.
This week we have election profiles. If you look in our paper, we have pages of profiles. There's nowhere else. If you live in the town of Westerlo and you want to know what the issues are, we don't just do editorial endorsements where we say who we think is important. We go to the candidates and interview them on issues important to the people. So if you live in Westerlo, you can see how your own views line up. We serve democracy in that way, and I'm afraid with newspapers, as you mentioned, fading, there's going to be an essential function that's lost.
The print side of the Enterprise is holding its own, but that doesn't preclude tweeting and podcasting, along with a presence on Facebook. Co-publisher Yaya is a classical guitarist with a music degree who marches to the clink and hum of the printing press.
I came to the paper right around the time where it was really tender with its presence online, and it had had a simple website, and it was going to a more advanced one. And I was just, I guess, curious, and I read a large portion of my news online, so I thought it was really important discussion. So I participated in that, and at a small newspaper, a new reporter could do that. And then from there, it really just, over the course of 2 years, became a point where I was talking to Melissa a lot about things that weren't just integral to the week's news. And I just saw how the paper was run. Again, a perspective that you can take at a small business. And I thought that's something that I could do, but it didn't really come to a head or a point until Melissa, actually, as the person who had been there for a long time, was getting the opportunity to possibly purchase the newspaper.
Along with Melissa's husband, Gary, these three, at a time when printed newspapers are struggling, took a local institution under their collective wing. Hale Spencer is proud of the paper's editorials, which she says have moved readers and led to change. She extols the virtues of the physical newsprint entity.
And it's something you can share. You can set it on the table, have a dinner table discussion. One of the things I focused on in this editorial, not just the typical please vote editorial, but what's happened to the American electorate. And as people are spending more time grazing for news and on their cell phones, there's less interaction and political discussion. And it has to do directly with the steep decline in the number of Americans who vote. It turns out newspaper readers are voters. Editor and publisher did a poll. 50% of Americans vote anymore. That's high. That's in a presidential election year. Only 50% read newspapers. It's almost the exact same 50% are voters. So the people, that are reading are the people that are still committed to the idea of a functioning democracy where you participate.
Yaya says the newspaper gives readers a customized layout.
I hadn't really appreciated that until working here, and especially more recently being around Melissa, who does the layout, and Christine, our designer, on Wednesday nights. A lot of times each story will get its own layout, and that changes the reading experience, and it really is important for what the story is about. Sometimes if a story is more visual, the images will be larger toward the center of the story, or it might be that it's accompanied with a picture page, and Melissa really thinks about that with every single thing, and she's resisted very strongly going to any sort of templates, which a lot of readers probably don't realize, but most newspapers, at least of our size, are using.
Hale Spencer cites a recent article where pictures, color pictures, were critical components of the story.
It's a story about stained glass windows, and if you couldn't see the color there, you really wouldn't feel the story.
A reminder of what the larger area newspapers, in effort to stay relevant, often present online. Videos shot by reporters at stories they cover, posted to the paper's websites.
the problem with having a lot of traditionally print reporters carry video cameras. You can do great things with video, but that isn't their training in their center. Sometimes video is great and you want it in the story because it's essential, but there are stories where really just having the reporter hold a video isn't helping tell the story.
There have been some really large crime stories that we've gone in and reported on, I think, more deeply, even if a lot of other places are picking up the story, you know, local crime stories.
We pick up blotters every week from all of our police offices. We don't just wait for them to send out a press release and tell us what's important, which is what a lot of big papers are doing these days because they cut back on their staff.
Hale Spencer cites a front page Enterprise story about a traffic stop where a taser was used.
And this is without a big headline story where there's a death. This is just a routine traffic stop. What are your rights as a citizen at a traffic stop? Most citizens think they have to allow a search of their car. They don't. Most citizens think they have to have an ID with them. They don't. Just informing people about their basic rights as well as looking at procedures and how they're codified in a police department, that's a window into that from just a tiny little story.
Hale Spencer says stories like that one represent what the Enterprise is, a weekly publication with honesty, integrity, and rich content. There's also a bit of luck involved, happy coincidences like those that led up to the transfer of ownership of the Enterprise.
One of my very dearest friends at the very time I was buying this paper, Andrew Schatz, his Suburban Weekly in Maryland was folding. And so I was questioning, what are we doing? And I think, really, a newspaper builds a community. The community bulletin board function that I mentioned is still part of our paper, the calendar, the events, but also the big important issues so that people can understand what is happening and can have a role in it. I like to think of every reader as an activist. If you give people the information, they can make a difference in all kinds of things, in their schools, in their government, and it used to be a given in American communities. I mean, there used to be considered like poor if you only had one newspaper in town because you didn't have the competitive views. And now there's so many major cities without a newspaper at all. I find it very distressing for our future.
Hale Spencer adds the press is the soul of the newspaper. And as such, the Altamont Enterprise goes to press every week.
The tools that we use are a mirror and a torch. You know, we try to hold up something to the community that reflects it, and we try to shine a light in dark places. But, you know, for the towns that we cover, I think we're essential because we get into what's happening behind the scenes, and that's the Helderberg Hill towns, New Scotland, and Gilderland. But we also look through a local lens at much larger issues. You can look at almost anything through a local lens. So even readers outside of our coverage area have, you know, some of them have started subscribing just because we take interesting looks at problems that are larger. And I think that's an important thing for us, a paper to do, any newspaper. And just because you're small in the sense of circulation doesn't mean you can't be big in the sense of the issues that you tackle or look at critically or in a way that sheds light on whatever the particular problem is.
The new owners say the Enterprise will carry on as it always has, serving up in-depth journalism and acting as a community bulletin board for 5,160 paid subscribers in and around a select but extremely important part of Albany County. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.